Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. So last week we began, or was it 2 weeks ago, we began with Golus Hadas. Our name here continues in the same theme of Golus Hadas. You have it there, Eitan?
Yeah.
So the Pasuk says, Ve'yavid Mitzrayim is b'nei Yisrael b'farach. B'dosha b'shas. So the Gemara says on this, b'farach, b'pircha. That using the language that the Shas uses, that the Gemara uses for an opschlag, for a pircha, is a method of refuting an argument. Says the Gemara, befarech means that Mitzrayim forced Klal Yisrael to work bepircha in the refutation of the study of Torah. What? Obviously, the Maranaim is troubled by what can that possibly mean. V'naktim. So the Maranaim introduces Pasuk V'yem Hashem Moshe Boyel Paray. Next week's parasha. Ki anich badati aslibay, because I have hardened his heart. Come to Paray because I have hardened his heart. L'man shisi oiseisa ele bikirbay, in order that I will put these miracles, these oiseis, these signs in his midst. Denoida. Says the Maranaim, Said Golos Mitzrayim, who? That the secret of Golos Mitzrayim is Ki Hadas Hoya Begolos. That Mitzrayim, says the Ria Kodesh, was a Golos Hadas, meaning Shelo Yodu Klal Mehabeir Baruch Hu Umitarose. That there was no knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. He'll explain this further. Last week, in the last piece, he spoke about that Chas V'Sholom, to say that they didn't know about the Ribbono Shel Olam, but rather it means that they didn't have a deeper level of Das. So here he takes a little bit of a different Mahalach. Ki b'dor ha-mabul amru, because when it came to the generation of the flood, they said, Ma Shakai Kinavdenu, who is this God that we should serve? Meaning, Ki ha-Torah, af shalei nitna kodem ha-mabul, this body of information called Torah, so even though in a formal way it was not given, Kodem HaMabul, so if that's the case, how could there possibly been Avedis Hashem? How could there possibly be service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mikol Mokim, nonetheless, Hoisegam B'zeh HaOlam, there had to have been Torah in this world. And he proves it, Ki Koyach HaPoel B'Nifl, because after all, if the world was created with Torah, then, as a result, there had to have been Torah, because Koyach HaPoel B'Nifl, the power of the Creator, is in the creation. And if the world was created through Torah, then Torah must have been in the world. Narvaz den, Rak, Shalei Nitna B'Levushin. It wasn't here physically, K'mayach HaMatan Torah, as it was in its full embodiment of Torah and Mitzvahs, as it was after Matan Torah, Shenislab Shebelevushin. After Matan Torah, it came in the full form of all of the Taryag Mitzvahs, K'may Zeha Olam. I'm not really sure what those three words mean, by the way. If the Levushin goes on the fact that the Mitzvahs are as physical as this world is after the Mabul. That's my guess. Now, so despite that, says the Maranaim, despite the fact that Torah and Mitzvahs were not given in the physical form that we have them now, so there wasn't tefillin and tzitzis and all those things, but v'hayu yichidei segula, there were unique individuals, shahaya mekaimim ha-Torah, who fulfilled Torah k'may shehi b'marim. Here he clearly says that although they didn't fulfill it in the physical way that we fulfill it now, they fulfilled it in such a way that it was on high. Because they were able to grasp Torah in its most exalted form that was accessible to them. To such a degree, because they were able to grasp the true depth of Torah in their exalted form, as it existed before it came down here, in its physical form. Who are we talking about? Like these three great individuals. That Chazal tell us that they studied Torah. What did they study? They clearly didn't study Shoshanaga Chazapara. and the mitzvahs of tzitzis and so on as it exists in the format now, but clearly they were able to grasp Torah as it existed in its form before it was brought down into its physical form after Matan Torah. So now he set up the picture that there existed Torah before the Mabul. Now, Ubidora Mabul comes along the generation of the flood. Oh, you just show him Gedolim, they were so wicked. Adshiv Siku as Ha'olam, until they were separated, the world, Im Hapoil, including the facilitator, Shehiyat Torah, Min HaBayir Baruch Hu, they created a barrier, they created a hefsik between the world and Torah and the Ribbono Shel. So the world and Torah is on one side, and the Ribbono Shel is on the other. That's where the hefsik was. Is Alkein Kishenivsak Ha'olam VeHatayra Mishorshem, when they created this terrible, a schism, between the Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there no longer was the inherent connection between the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Torah. The result of it was a phenomenal explanation, says the Maran. Alkein Chorav Olam, the world was destroyed. Ba'isizman VaHayamavul. Once you put in this wedge between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Torah and the creation, automatically you bring about the destruction of the world. Mm-hmm. And that was the creation of the Mabul. That's the result of which was the destruction of the world as they knew it, because you can't have a world without a connection between the Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Maranayim, and he's really explaining here, you say this in the thoughts, in the process of the Ari HaKadosh, and how the Ari understands the Golus Mitzrayim, Uzalahechen Hepilos HaTorah. Where did they degrade Torah to? The Klipas Mitzrayim. It went into this shell called Klipas Mitzrayim. It's Alkein, Bo Hadas Begolus Kenoida. For this reason, this essence called Das was thrown into Golus, Sha Torah Hibchinis Das, because everybody knows that Torah is the ultimate of Das. And as the Ari HaKadosh explained, it was captured by this klipa called Golus Mitzrayim. Is Al Kain, for this reason, Hutzrichu Yisrael leited leMitzrayim lahalis es haTorah shenafla beklipas Mitzrayim. This was the entire purpose of Klal Yisrael needing to go down into Egypt, was to extract the Torah that was thrown into Mitzrayim as the result of the flood. It was encapsulated in the Klipas Mitzrayim. So Klal Yisrael needed to go into Egypt to redeem the Torah from the Klipa of Mitzrayim. That was the purpose of Golus Mitzrayim. K'may Shalma B'Zayah Kodesh Ve'avidu Mitzrayim is B'nai Yisrael. So the Zayah Kodesh speaks mamash along the same lines as the Gemara that the Maranayim opened with. Says the Zayah, Ve'avidu Mitzrayim is B'nai Yisrael B'chaymer, that the Pasuk says that the Mitzrayim forced Klal Yisrael to work b'chaymer. Says the Zoya, what's chaymer? Chaymer, we normally mean it. It's physical stuff. It's the levanim and the mortar. Says the Zoya, do kal v'chaymer. The Mitzrayim forced Klal Yisrael to extract the concept of kal v'chaymer. Ube levanim, they force them to work with bricks. Dol libun hilchasa. This is the purification, the whitening, the processing of halacha. Beperech, the pasuk says beforech. They force them to work beforech. Dol pircha. This is the concept that we find in the Gemara called a pircha. Says the Maranayim, v'zeh mamish hatayro. This is what the Zohar is trying to tell us, that what Klal Yisrael went down into Egypt to do was to extract Torah, Shehayse Beneim, that existed amongst the Egyptians, is Haitziyu Yisrael im Kol B'chanisa. Klal Yisrael needed to go down and extract Torah in all of its levels. He calls it B'chanis HaTorah, K'mesh HaMetzina B'Gemara. All of these aspects, Kal V'chayim, Pircha, Libon Ilchasa, all of these things are the concepts of Torah, like we find in the Gemara, Parich Rabachoy. Each, you find the different language associated with each one of the Tanoim and Amiroim. Ki kol echad kifi b'chinas nishmasai, because each one of these Tanoim and Amiroim, according to the source of their neshama, tofas la'atzme echad mib'chinas ha'Torah, each one had their specialty area in Torah is v'chein b'shar midas ha-Torah k'kein kal v'chemer k'yotze. Each individual that went down into Egypt had their unique aspect of Torah that they needed to extract. Ad shehelu es oisiyas ha-Torah ma'imik klipas Mitzrayim, until they were able to extract the letters of Torah from the depth of the shell of Egypt. V'oz, and then kishiyatsu, when they came out of Egypt, is yachlu l'kabel ha-Torah b'shleish ha-chadashim. They had the ability in such an unbelievably quick, efficient time to be able to be mekabel Torah. Why? Because they were the ones who brought Torah out of Egypt. So as a result, within a very short period of time, they were able to be mekabel the Torah because it was theirs. They were the ones who brought it out. This is the meaning of the pasuk of a yinatzlu es Mitzrayim. They ransacked Egypt, meaning they extracted all the letters that were contained in Egypt. They were able to extract in this avodah kenoida that he brings here on the bottom. If you take a look at the letter Mem Dalid, brings from the Ari HaKodesh, Ach gulas Mitzrayim as a gula shleima was a complete gula ki oz vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim asua kemitzula she'en badagam. This is quoted in all the shtickel from the Agoda. They made it like a net that has no fish in it. V'le nishar b'am shum nitzitz kedusha. They extracted every spark of kedusha from Mitzrayim. All right. Okay. Amar hu yizbarach, therefore the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And here, this is such a phenomenal chesidish atayit shen apasuk. Alkein amar hu yizbarach, boyol paroi. Says the Rebbeinu Shleilam to Moshe Rabbeinu, come to paroi. Ki ani echbadati es libei, because I've hardened his heart. Why? Laman shisi oisoisai ele bikirbai. In order that I put these signs in their midst. Says the Maranayim, pirish tzorech shetovai el paroi. Why do you need to come to paroi? Laman oisoisai can mean signs, miracles, but it also means letters. Says Laman oisias ha-Torah. You need to go to Paray. Why? Because in Paray there's still oisias ha-Torah. There are letters of Torah that need to be extracted. Laman oisias ha-Torah shasi bikirboi that I have placed in his midst. It's time to get up and get out. So you need to go to him to be able to extract these letters. In order to facilitate the extraction of the letters, I've hardened his heart to make, you know, to get this all going so you can get up with the Leisius HaTorah. He repeats again, is Loshen Oisius. That's a language of Oisius. The truth is that you find a very similar Baal Shem's Kavot by Noach in the Teva, it says, "Boyate v'chol beischa el hateva." That the Rebbeinu Shlom says to Noach, "Come, you and your whole family el hateva." So there, the Baal Shem HaKodesh says that Teva means ark, but Teva also means word, and that the Rebbeinu Shlom is saying to a Yid that when you daven, you need to come with the fullness of your being. You got to come with everything you have into the Teva. But the Maranayim uses this concept of oisiyos and oisois very often. Therefore, the Maranayim explains, "V'zeu sh'amru b'gemara." This is the meaning of the Gemara. Gamkein b'farech, says the Gemara, "Da pircha." He says not only Zaya, but even the Gemara says "Da pircha." This refers to the concept of pircha, the concept of a piercing question. Pirish p'chinas pircha k'amar, that they needed to extract b'farech. They needed to extract the pirchas. Mehine. Now the Maranayim moves from that Golas to our Golas. Once the exodus from Mitzrayim took place, Shohitzihu hadas mehagolos, that they took das out of Golas, is avshiyesh Golas. No question that we're in Golas. Now, you're going to say, what form of Golas is there if das already went out of Golas? Is mikol mokim. In a das begolus. True, we're now not living in a golus hadas. Kiim l'toyim gemurim hakoy from imitzias, except for total idiots who deny the obvious. People want to live in total denial, so they're still living in a golus hadas. Aval l'roiva oilam, but the thinking people to the majority of the world, ein begolus kiim amidus. Now we are living in a new age called the galus of midas, not the galus of das, but the galus of our character. What does that mean? Dahainu, ahava, v'yira. This is the galus of love and of fear, of isparas and of pride, v'inach v'hamidas, and the rest of the character traits. So we've gone now, our minds are okay. Now we struggle with the fact that our midas are in galus. Meaning, ki hakol yodim, everybody knows, shiyash mitzias hakeli yisbarach shamay, that there is the existence of a Ribbono Shel Olam. V'yeshlam das kol echad lefi b'chinas, and each one of us has our own level of das. Some with greater clarity, some with lesser clarity, but the existence of a Ribbono Shel Olam, of a creator, we all have. Achamidais, but what we have now is the fact that hamidas mislabshim begolus. We have now a golus where the midas are embodied in golus. Kigena havas acheres, foreign loves, viyiras acheres, and foreign fears. Therefore, the love which belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam is in golus. With all the midas, we utilize them not consistent with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher tova v'chokak b'hem amidas, rak l'avidosi Yisbarach Shamayim. He gave us these character traits to service Him. And when we utilize those midas for purposes other than the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we are forcing those midas into galus. It's a fabulous what the Maranaim just did is just a merdike. I'm at a loss of words tonight. I don't have a good command of the language. A hagdara. He just did it. Just a fabulous hagdara of taking with of the definition of galus. The definition of galus is taking a concept which belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and when it's utilized for a purpose other than its intended purpose, that's the definition of it being in galus. Says the Maranayim, he answers here the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban asks, why is it that Yitzias Mitzrayim is the most oft mentioned concept in Torah? Says the Maranayim, l'chein hizhira ha-Torah b'chol mokim, therefore the Torah constantly is warning us. Zochus yem tzeischom eretz Mitzrayim. Constantly. We do numerous things to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have, of course, all the mitzvahs of Pesach and the mitzvah of Sukkot. And then you have all the Yomim Tovim of Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And you have Shabbos, which is Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And you have Tefillin, which is Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And you have Tzitzis, which is Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Constantly. Why? What is so important? The Mantizkar of a Goymer. V'chein kama pomim, many times. Why? Ki hun nesinas etza. The Torah is giving us brilliant advice. Ech lohoitzi hamidis gam kemei agolos. True, the exodus from Egypt was an exodus of Das, but it too is the solution to our Galus, which is Galus Hamidus. What is the solution? Remembering the exodus. How? Ki im yizke kol echad, because if each one of us remembers, ki hadas yotze kvar mimitzrayim, that the Das has already gone out of Mitzrayim, v'noy d'loy mitzias hakel yizbarach shamayim, and through the yitzia of the Das from Golus, we have been notified, our Das is no longer in Golus, because we know about the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the Golus Hadas, is that they lack that knowledge. So we have that knowledge. Is bivada, if we continuously remind ourselves of that fact, then for certain, nekel gamken, it will be easy for us, lohoitzi as midoisav, to be able to extract our midas, mehara, from evil, ulahavion elatoiv, and to bring even the midas into the realm of the good, kenoida, as it is known, meaning shalei lishtamish memrakamesh mechayv adas. The more we fortify the Das with the mitzias of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to that degree will it be easier for us to be able to drive home the point that even the midas must also be utilized for the purpose of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a very fundamental, the truth is that this really is a very Chabad concept. Because the philosophy of Chabad was that if you take care of the Chachma and the Bina and the Das, that it'll filter down to the Midas. And here the Maharnaim is really saying the same thing, that to the degree that we focus on the Yetziyah of the Das from Golas, that we remember that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, to that degree will it help us in the Golas HaMidas as well. Now he launches into a new thing. He says as follows, and this is great that you mark it down to remember to come back before your Siddurim, so that you have a good Torah to say at the Seder, because it's a beautiful pshat in this Chelik of the Agada. K'mei Shedorish Ben Zayma. We know that Ben Zayma Darshindit, we say in the Agada, L'mantiskos Yom Tzeisch Gomer Tzitzayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Says Ben Zayma, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yimei Chayecha Ayamim. That to remember the Exodus from Egypt is during the day. Kol Yimei Chayecha Halelos. Ben Zayma Darshindit, Kol Yimei Chayecha comes to include the night. What's the definition of day and night? Everybody knows that daytime is that time when there's clarity to the mind. Is vaz bevaday, if a person has clarity of the mind, is yifal b'ayadei zechiras hadas, a person will be able to utilize the mind by remembering the concept of das. Says Ben Zayma, ach afilu b'shas hachashchus, but even during darkness, hanikra b'chinas leilis, which is called night, is im yizka bahadas, if a person goes during the times of darkness, during times of confusion, and he goes and remembers Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shiesh Mitzias Kel Godel V'Neira, that there is the existence of an awesome, mighty God, Shebora Yesh Miayin, who created the world out of nothingness, Ubi Yodei HaKoyel, and he controls all things, is bevadeh, if a person fortifies himself in times of darkness with that knowledge, is bevadeh lailikiyim yoylai, the night will be illuminated like day, v'yetzim ibchines achashchus. That's the solution to go from night to day. He'll go out of darkness with that knowledge. Because the knowledge itself will rectify everything, and as a result, he'll even be able to bring the midas to the good as well. The Chachamim. But we know that in the Haggadah, we mention the opinion of the Chachamim. So he says, V'chachamim uben zayim, the Chachamim that say, Yimei Chayach is o'ilam hazeh, kal Yimei Chayach is lahavid Yimei Samashiach. The Chachamim darshan, Yimei Chayecha means this world. Kol Yimei Chayecha comes to include that even in the world of Mashiach, we'll need to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says, Chacham ben Zayim alei plig. The Maranayim is a peaceful man. This is already the third piece, I think, that he's tried straightening out of Machlokes. So he says, the Chachamim and the Ben Zayim are not arguing. Ki Ben Zayim omer al pratis adam echad. Because Ben Zayim was speaking about the trials and tribulations and the struggle of individuals. Individuals who struggle between light and dark, between night and day. V'chachamim tafsu ala klal. The Chachamim are speaking universal. Ba'amram yimei chayecha oylam hazeh. They're speaking about time periods in history. Ki bazkarosei hadas. Because when a person remembers the concept of das, that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Af ba'ilam hazeh shu zman ha-golos. Even in this world, this temporary time called golos, is mikol makim. Nonetheless, al yodei, through the remembering of it that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, is yichelen lahoitzi gam shara midas alavin alatayim. Like you just said, the person has the ability to take even the midas and bring them to be utilized for the purpose intended by the Creator. Kaili mechayachal v'chulam. So he says as follows. Come Chazal, and they say, Kol Yimei Chayecha is lahavi l'mais HaMashiach. What does that mean? Ki noida, because it is known, and this is a concept which is found throughout Sifrei Kodesh. Ki noida sha'atzadik nikra koil. The tzadik is called koil. Why? Kamei shepirish ha-targum, like we find the targum translates al posuk ki choil ba'shamayim uva'aretz, is Tirgum Onklis, Da'achid Bashamay Uba'ara. He says, Kechoil Bashamay, what it says, he who unifies heaven and earth. He bridges Shamayim Va'aret. Ki atzadik miyached dvarim artsim ugashmim imchine Shamayim. Why does that refer to the tzadik? Because the tzaddik is a person who unifies physicality and shamayim and spiritual things. He is the bridge between shamayim v'aretz. And the word in the pasuk for that is koil. Izvinoida. And now he introduces a concept, or matl, the concept, in fact, in Parsha Shmos, matl brings the piece, this concept also. Ki kol adam ha'ovid ha'beir baruch hu, every individual who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'emes tzarech lahavi p'chines chedek Mashiach shaloi. Every person must redeem and bring forth his Mashiach. Each, and he brings this later, b'shem, the Baal Shem HaKadosh. The Maranayim later on brings this concept from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, that every individual has a chelik of Mashiach that he's obligated to bring. I'm sorry. Ki Adam, because Adam, this is from the Ari HaKadosh. Ki Adam, Rosh HaTevis, because the very term Adam himself is an acronym for Adam David Mashiach. So Adam spans history. From Adam David Mashiach. V'noida. Mash Amar B'Shas, the Gemara says, Ki Koimus Adam Rishon, Hayim Seifa Oilam Ad Seifa, that the stature of Adam Rishon was from one end of the world to the other. What does that mean? HaKavana B'Zeh, the intent of this statement is not in height, but rather, Ki Hayu Kelulim Boi Kol HaNeshamas, inclusive in Adam Rishon were all the neshamas shemesayfa oilam atzayfa from the beginning of history till the end of history, im kol b'chinaseim, and all of their various levels. Ad acher hachet, this was true until after the chet, shenismat kemase, that he was reduced. V'naflu, so if he was reduced, what happened to all those neshamas? Is v'naflu kama v'kama neshamas be'im ka'klipas. Many of these neshamas were lowered into the depths of the dark side. Is ubchinas Mashiach hu gam kein? The concept of Mashiach is this issue, meaning shetzrichim Yisrael las es kemesh lema. It is incumbent upon us to redeem ourselves, to return Adam Rishon to his earlier stature. Im kol b'chinas, in all of its details, kemesh shahayse b'Adam Rishon kaidem amiyot, as Adam Rishon was before he was reduced. Is v'chol oivid Hashem Yisbarach. Every servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzorech lahalis chelik shaloi, each one of us has to do our part, lahachin chelkoi, to return, to prepare our part, min ha'kayma ha'niska, from that part of Adam HaRishon. Is v'chol zeh, how does a person do it? Is ayidei b'chines koil. Person does it through this concept of the tzaddik, which was koil, meaning ayidei shemiyachid shemayim v'aretz. It comes about through our unifying heaven and earth in our lives. How do we do that? Sheyikayim, by fulfilling b'chol derechecha da'eu, by serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of our ways. Af begashmi, even with the physical kanoida, as is known that that's the meaning of the pasuk b'chol derechecha da'eu, in all of your ways shall you know him. Therefore he says, come the chachamim, and they say, koil yemei chayecha, meaning, lahavi nimaisa Mashiach. If a person lives with koil, then he brings about his portion of Mashiach. Vizel koil lahavi nimaisa Mashiach. That will bring about the days of Mashiach, the b'chinas chevik Mashiach. Which Mashiach? The Mashiach hashayach loy ayudei midas koil. The Mashiach which is shayach to him through the midah of koil. The emes is that with this we understand a maisa that's told about the heilige chayza. Say that by the Chayza, that when he ate the Afikomen Pesach night, they observed that there were fats running from his mouth. That by the Chayza, we know that by us, we eat the Afikomen to commemorate the Korban Pesach. But by the Chayza, he was eating the Korban Pesach. That's that once he was Misakin, that Midah of Koil, his level of Mashiach, is Mashiach Shein Gevein. And I say he was eating the Korban Pesach. Is v'chein tzorech kol echad mibnei ha'olam. Therefore, every individual in the world, ad sheyachinu hakayma, until we rectify the large kayma, hanizkema kamei shahayisa kodem amiyot, as it existed before it was reduced in the stature of Adam. So there's a macro Mashiach and there's a micro Mashiach. The macro Mashiach comes about through a combination of all the micro Mashiachs. That's what he's saying here. In the macro Mashiach, you will have kol haneshamos v'chol habchinos mikol Yisrael and every individual level of Mashiach. And the explanation that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "V'lei zechisi shetayame," he says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, and I didn't merit shetayame yitzias Mitzrayim. Who ki loy mikol adam zeichem nilmed? That a person doesn't have the merit to be able to learn from every person. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah kibbel al zeh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah blamed himself. Shalei zecha shiyu dvarav nishmayim bezadrash, that he wasn't zeicha that his words would be accepted, although he said it earlier. Until Ben Zayma came along, Vizika the Daira, and he was the one who it was received from. V'havin, and understand well this explanation in the disagreement between Ben Zayma and the Chachamim, that really they're not arguing, they're speaking about it from two different angles. That Ben Zayma is talking about how do we as individuals illuminate the darkness of our confusion, that we do it through the Das, through Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what we have to say it at night. The Chachamim are speaking about on a universal level that the universal Mashiach will come about, loving the Maisa Mashiach through the Midah of Koil, through this level of living in Koil, which is the level of the Tzaddik, by binding heaven and earth. All right, so far so good. Next page. We all came Amru, therefore Chazal say. And then we say in the Haggadah, Rosha Ma'awaymer. The Rosha says, Ma'avay Dazayis Lachem. What is this service to you? Lachem Alay Lois, we're Madaik. Lachem Alay Lafisha, Haitzias Atzmi Mina Klal. Since, hello, we're still there. Lafisha, Haitzias Atzmi Mina Klal, Kofa Baker, since he removed himself from the Klal, he has denied a fundamental. Why? What's going on here? Ki hadas nikra klal. Das is called the klal. Why? Ayde shekoylo kol amides lahatoiv al yodei. Because as he just explained, it's only through das that a person can not only go out of galus hadas, but he can go out of the galus hamides as well. Therefore, it's a klal. A klal means something which encompasses a large number of things. So, we refer to klal Yisrael. Right, so what's the klal? The klal is that das is not only the key to being able to go out from the galus of Mitzrayim, which was a total denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but das is also the klal because it is the key to how we get out of our galus amidus. Is v'arosh ha'shoem v'dvarim ke'elu, a wicked person who says such things, bevada ein le das. Is clearly he doesn't have das. His das is still in Egypt. Therefore, you blunt his teeth, and you say, "Leave aloy loy." That he has no shaychus to celebrating Pesach. Ah, and here is a hafledike shtickel, where again the Maranayim. Gives a watershed opinion about Limud HaTorah. Ach HaGoyim L'Rosh HaShaliyot Tzedah Shalem Mitzrayim. Why did this guy get stuck in Egypt? Why Yidei Shein L'Yira? Because he lacks fear. He lacks awe. He lacks Yira. Ki Zeh HaShal Hashem. Because Yira is the gate to come to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kenoida, as it is known, Shenikre B'Shas, that throughout Shas, Yir is called Tara L'Darta Ovid. It's the gate to go into the apartment. Shumavai Yir is the entrance L'Derech Hashem L'Tayrosi, to come into serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemuva Bagdam is Reishis Chachma B'Shem HaMedrash, as it is brought in the introduction to Reishis Chachma, Sh'omer Hashem L'Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shlom says to Klal Yisrael, "Kol hachachmas v'ha'Torah dover echad kalu." all of wisdom and all of Torah is one easy thing. What is the easy thing? Ki kol mi shemisyara oisi, anybody who has fear of me, hare kol hachachmas v'chol ha-Torah b'libah. It all exists in the person's heart. Ki be'emes mi she'en la yira, somebody who lacks yira, tzvises ha-Torah hi loy minimra. Grasping Torah will be impossible for him. Avo mi she'yesh la yira, but somebody who has yira, zoichev v'nasep, you will discover that his tongue and his mouth will become like a flowing fountain, like a spring, far beyond his intellectual capacity. Look at these words. He will hear the higher Lashon, the Havein, and understand this well, V'af b'mashle lamad mi'oidam. This person will have the capacity to teach and to understand things that he never even learned. Because it's contained, it's encapsulated in Yira. This is the Hesber. There's a, I don't know if you've had a chance to read, there's a sefer written by the Yo Kitoiv called Chassidim Anshe Maisa. And there he gives this explanation for the Limud HaTorah of the Rebbe Bzisha, that because his yira was so intense, his scholarship came not from necessarily the fact that he learned it, but because it was contained in his yira. And once his yira was that awesome, the Torah followed Mimela. The Efshazuk, the Marnaim, a phenomenal explanation in a something that we've all learned a thousand times. Hold on, let me put you on speaker. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you look back at page Kuf Lamed Tes, it says over there that the key to get to all the midas, it says the oil midas is that the midas are in Golis, and he refers to what are the midas, the end of the year.
Right.
And to get to the midas, we need to use the das.
Right.
Over here, we're saying it's the other way around. In order to get to the das, he has to have the year.
Okay. So, a distinction could be made as follows. The truth of the matter is that the kasha is an excellent kasha, and what we come to discover is that in many levels, Torah is very circular, and better than using a image of circular, a spiral is a better image to use. You know, like you have on the back of a notebook. But here there's a different distinction, because obviously, it has to begin with a yitzia of das from Golus. Meaning, it's impossible for there to be any level of yira without a basic knowledge of a Ribbono Shel Olam. That has to be first and foremost. That can then develop into yira, from which limud haTorah per se, not das. So you have to make a distinction here between the depth of the level of the intellect. First, we're dealing with a basic knowledge of a Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Rambam recommends. I think it's in Hilchos Tshuva, where he says, go out into nature and get the basics, the fundamentals of the fact that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Omid V'Ro'e B'Ma'aseh, and all the fundamentals of what we would typically call the Sifrei Hashkafa, the basic knowledge of Yedias Hashem. From there, a person can develop a sense of Yira, and from Yira, then the more intricate levels of Limud HaTorah will follow. So the Das there and the Limud HaTorah that he's talking about here are on two different levels. But I think you're right in that there's no question that to the Darga that a person has greater knowledge of Torah, his Yira is going to become deeper. And hopefully, that becomes very much of a cycle. No question. If it's not becoming a cycle, then something is very wrong. Look what he does now with this Gemara. It's such a magnificent explanation into this Gemara that we've all seen so many times. The Efshe, he says, maybe. Kizeo mashakosav mashama Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom li Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu writes, V'yat Yisrael, now Yisrael, ma Hashem alikecha shayel mimach. What is Hashem asking from you. Kim liyir. He's asking just fear. Right? It's a simple thing. So we know that the Gemara asks, Atu yira milsa zutrasi. Is yira such a small thing that Moshe Rabbeinu says, after all, what is Hashem asking of you? Mm-hmm. And says the Gemara, in ligabe Moshe milsa zutrasi. Says the Maranaim as follows. Kinoida. Shatayra nikra ata. Torah is called ata. Ata with an ayin. Kemesh omer amalech atabasi. Like it says there by Yeshua. The Malach says to Yeshua, Ata Basi, Upirish HaTais V'Zal, what is Ata? Al Bittel Torah, Shenikra Ata. It's because of the fact that they weren't learning. Learning is called Ata, Kamesh Shiksiv, V'Ata Kis V'Lechem Es Hashir Ozeis. You find that Torah is called Ata because the Torah says, V'Ata Kis V'Lechem Es Hashir Ozeis. And Al that Basi. Okay, so Ata refers to Torah. Is V'Zesh HaYikosh Alem L'Yisrael B'Tvises HaTorah Amitis. Klal Yisrael were struggling with a true grasp of Torah. Says Al Kain Amar Lahem. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, "V'ata Yisrael." He says to them, "Klal Yisrael, you're finding you're struggling. You're not grasping Torah. V'ata Yisrael. That's what's bothering you. Im atim Yisrael chfeitzim lahasig p'chinas ata. If you want to be able to grasp ata, shi'a Torah, which is Torah." That is not your ability to do necessarily. Rak, you want to be able to do it. Kiim liyira, you want to be able to do it. There's only one way to do it, and that is by acquiring awe. And then it will come to Torah automatically. Rak b'chinas yira b'bchiraschem. Knowledge of Torah is not one of your choices. It says it clearly. What is your choice? Yira is your choice. And if you have Yira, you'll have the knowledge of Torah. It's clearly in the words of Chazal. Where is the ultimate Bechira? Chazal say, everything's in the hands of heaven, except for the fear of heaven. Meaning, that's where a person's ultimate Bechira is. Is vina ma'acher shebchinas yira who mavoi la'atayra. Once you see that yira is the gate to Torah, is imkein ha'atayra madregel yenal yira. You see that Torah is higher than yira. After all, if it's the gate, then Torah must be higher. K'meshe k'siv araisa mechach manafkes. I'm not sure how that proves it. V'zeu in, this is what Chazal answered. Ligabe Moshe. When you're comparing Torah to Yira, is ligabim Moshe shua Torah. Torah is called Moshe, ki Torah nikra al Shem Moshe. K'meshe k'siv zichru Torah is Moshe avdi. Is ligabim Moshe, is Yira milsa zutasi. Yira is smaller than Moshe, meaning Yira leads to Moshe, Yira leads to Torah. Mi'achashu mavoi v'sha'alovi al yodala Torah. Since you see that it is the entryway and the gate to come to Torah. Is therefore v'shapikomer ki'im liyira. Therefore, he makes yira sound insignificant. He's not chas v'shalom dismissing yira, but compared to Torah, yira is insignificant. Shu lemata mimadregas haTorah. All he's saying to them is yira is the gate to Torah. Al madregas haTorah zayin shayal mimach. He's not demanding Torah from you. You can't get it. It's not yours to get. There's only one way to get it. Ki'im liyira. There's only one way, and that is through yira. V'Hashem Yisbarach Yosem B'libenu Yirosei, the Rebbeinu Shleim should give us. It's so funny. After saying this whole shtickle, he says that Yir is our choice. So he concludes with the tefillah. May the Rebbeinu Shleim place fear in our hearts. Amen Netzach Selavoid. May it be the Rebbeinu Shleim's will that he place Yira in our hearts. Go ahead.
One of the shirim the Rav said before is that Klal Yisrael had to pick up all the Kedusha, all the nitzotzos of Kedusha from Mitzrayim. Once they collected it all, then that's why they could never go back to Mitzrayim.
Right.
So when it says over here by the Ben HaRasha, it says that he, Ein lo das b'chinas das shalom lo yatsa Mitzrayim, is that like figuratively, meaning his das didn't leave Mitzrayim, meaning he didn't understand it, but it's not like he left something behind.
Oop, I think we just lost them. 717. I did that before. Sorry about that. Okay. Yes, it is absolutely figuratively. Meaning, what he's saying is there. Not that he never went out, but unfortunately, we do have the ability. And he said here, he also threw it into the words he used earlier. In the first page, right, and Kuflamites, in the left-hand paragraph, is where he said that there are yichidim, toim gemurim hakayfim b'metzias. That really takes a very twisted person to deny the obvious. The language of the Baal Tanya in Likutei Torah, in one of the Maamarim, he says, he uses an unbelievable language. He says, the mitzvah of emunah does not pertain to a person believing that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. Because that is simple das, that's plain seichel. And only a absolutely distorted person can think otherwise. That's not what emunah is. He goes through a whole maimah there on the fact that emunah is the belief in the seif of kalam, a phenomenally deep concept. That's where emunah pertains. But here what he's saying is that a person does have the ability of going back to Egypt. And according to what you're saying, perhaps you're onto something here. Perhaps that's really what the Torah is suggesting when it prohibits going back to Mitzrayim. Whoever just asked that question, I think, is really onto something. Because maybe that's what the Torah is saying, that there's an issa to go back to Mitzrayim. There's an issa for a person to twist themselves into such a pretzel where they distort the obvious and deny the obvious mitzias of the Ribbono Shel Olam that created the world. All right, we'll continue with Hashem next week. Atzlocha Rabbah.